Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, so Bart is viewing this as a direct connection?
Direct connection with trying to do two things. First off, cut down on what they call fare jumpers. Those are people that just basically either hop over the gates or plow right through them, because it's pretty easy to just to walk through BART fare gates the way they're set up right now. They're about waist high, and if you so much as touch them, they'll snap open in order to accommodate fire rules. But it's been costing the system money, and it's led to a lot of people getting on the system that a lot of people don't like sitting next to, particularly people, you know, with drug problems or people that might grab your cell phone or might just be sleeping there next to you. So BART officials in April decided that they had to do two things. They had to try to crack down on the fare evaders, but they also had to make a statement to the public. So they had the cops and even managers start as early as 5 o'clock and hit the stations in downtown San Francisco and just start just being around the gates, the idea being that if a fare evader was even thinking about it, they'd think twice before a cop was standing there. And we see the payoff. We see the payoff in the tickets. We see the payoff in the calls. And we also see the payoff in the media because we're reporting it.
Phil, have you seen any numbers as to what this is costing? And if so, where that money's coming from?
Well, first off, we know that we had about 16 officers doing it, and there's going to be overtime for that. So, Jeff, they always sort of have these things, and they say the cost is to be determined. They say, however, that fare jumping is costing the system anywhere between $20 and $25 million. But, again, you know, I got to tell you that, in all honesty, I haven't seen any reports or one-on-one to back it up. What we have is anecdotal, and I've stood around the gates, and I've seen a lot of people jumping them. But I also know that this problem really surfaced when it turned out that BART had a $25 million deficit after its latest labor contracts. And so it's a little coincidental that all of a sudden they had a problem about the same amount of money. But I'll also tell you this, that what you're really seeing here, it's not about the money, it's not about this, it's about trying to get more cops or more people present on the system, because the real problem here isn't just the fare jumpers, it's that BART ridership is dropping because people don't like the people that are riding BART, at least the ones that aren't paying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.